You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At least you didn't include the whistle in there. Thank God. Rico on vacation. If you want Tiger talk and my bold proclamation, Odyssey.com rewind. Kenny, I don't do this to anger you. I don't do this to anger fans, but man, as optimistic and positive as I was about the Tigers to open the show, is as negative as I'm about to be about this. The Elliot Friedman report on Steve Yzerman. Whoa, buddy. I'm going to read it to you. No editorial. I'm just going to read it. And I'm going to give you my thoughts. Then I'll probably turn my microphone off and just tell Kenny, take it to 4 o'clock. Elliot Friedman writes the following. I think he had some interest in Arvidsson. He ended up in Boston. I heard the Wings liked Mason Marshman. Ended up in Seattle. So there were some things that Yzerman wanted to do, but he wasn't able to do. Friedman believes the current direction of the Red Wings will be hard to sell to diehard fans of the Red Wings. I challenge that point. There's plenty of bathwater drinkers in this town. It's a hard sell in Detroit. It really is. It's been too long without the playoffs. The thing about Yzerman is he believes in himself. Even if nobody else believes in what he's doing, he thinks he's doing the right thing, and that is drafting and developing their guys. Now, David, if you would, there is also a piece of this that talked about they wanted a meeting with Ehlers, and he went like this. Wasn't interested. Players don't want to play here. If you could include that, I'd appreciate it. Just copy and paste that in. Look, see, this is a problem for me. Because to accept this is to absolve this. Meaning, if I accept that the only thing we can do in little old poor Detroit is draft and develop, and how could I ever expect more, then you are absolving the last 7 summers. And I'm including this one because now I feel like a fool ass. They didn't make a big trade yet. And what it does really is, if you accept that, then you're basically saying we don't get to expect more of Steve Yzerman. That in essence, that's not what the money's for. Because you had a Steve Yzerman starting lineup figurine. Or you loved him in NHL 94 when he was just 19C. Like, I don't roll that way. The idea that Steve Yzerman can't broker those conversations is poorly thought of by agents, hard to deal with. These are things that have been reported. It is not well thought of here. The fact that in the 7th summer, the product on the ice is so boring, so egregious, that you can't get people here is a statement about the failures on its own, in itself. And I understand. We're not Florida. We have a state tax. Noted. I understand that players wanting to go south, it's a little bit of a new thing in hockey. Poverty hockey's caught on. Maybe the NBA guys have it right. Noted. Don't expect us to get every free agent. This isn't 2002. We don't just shake our shoes and a Luke Robitaille falls out. I understand. But the fact that Yzerman essentially got hung up on, hi, it's Steve Yzerman. That's a problem. The fact that Yzerman is now, in essence, backed himself into a corner, I'm going to do it my way. Oh boy, when you've reached my way phase, you know you have a problem. And when Elliot Friedman says it, I'm believing it. The fact that Detroit has not looked as desirable, the fact that Yzerman is not well thought of by agents, hard to deal with, the fact that Yzerman is showing defiance, the fact that, and I'm not being disrespectful, but whether it's an Arvidsson, whether it's a Marchment, whether it is an Ehlers, these are still not A-plus list guys. This isn't like I called Connor McDavid, he sent me to voicemail. No. This isn't even the Noah Dobson thing that you basically didn't participate in. And Dobson chose to go play in Canada with an even worse tax rate. Is this what I have to accept now? Because if you are one of the wing nuts, if you are one of the devotees, you're telling me I have to accept this. Detroit's not desirable. Players want palm trees. Poor Stevie. We're just going to draft and develop. What I would argue is, when I hire the best general manager in the sport, I expect more. Cut through the excuses. What's Scott Harris's excuse? What's Brad Holmes' excuse? Players trip over their dinghies to play in Detroit. Whoa, football's different. Is it? There's teams in Miami. There's teams in LA, two of them. There's teams in southern states. I don't want to hear it. And look, I understand it's not A-listers, but Trajan Langdon signed players last year. Now, I know this year we've taken a year off from doing anything interesting. But my point is, do you accept what Friedman is saying? Or isn't what Friedman's saying a statement that Yzerman has failed? Now, it doesn't mean that he will fail, but that he has failed. The idea that the Wings, who are one of the 8 or 9 most valuable franchises in the league, original six, newer building, iconic logo, history, right? The top North American franchise. The fact is, the brand is thought of worse now than the day Steve took over. That's failure. The fact that Steve can't get on the phone with people, much less get things done, that's failure. The fact that agents don't think he's easy to work with, that's failure. Newsflash, you have to evolve. The hammer and nail approach, where you're the hammer and every player and the agent are the nail, doesn't work anymore. Player empowerment has even reached the poverty league that is the NHL. Rigidity doesn't work. Don't want to do term. Don't want to pay more than I pay my captain. Don't want to trade any of my prospects. I'll show you. That doesn't work. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, the bottom line is, when you look at it, if you can't get a meeting with Nikolai Ehlers, then what are we doing? If you're thought of as bottom rung, then why is Yzerman here? What's the point of any of this?
Yeah, if a player doesn't even want to have a meeting with you, then what are you here for? Your job is to get players and find a way to get them here, and you're not doing that. That's Steve Yzerman's failing at every part except drafting. Not failing at that, but that's not winning us anything right now.
No, and look, it doesn't mean it's going to predict the future. What I'm trying to say is there are successes and failures all within the same tenure of coaches, players, executives. It's okay to say that as of today, he's failed. That doesn't mean he'll fail tomorrow. It doesn't mean that he won't eventually turn this thing around. But I'm sorry, the Elliott Friedman report, that's damning. Now, Kenny, I've tried to lay that out. I would love your thoughts. No yelling, but...
No, there's no yelling.
You can yell at me. I just don't want to see you lose your mind.
No, I've already lost my mind and reached the acceptance phase of this. I mean, I told you this last week where I thought, you know, he's going to nickel and dime it at the very end, add no real pieces of meaning, and then that was going to be the offseason plan.
I want to say this to you, and then I'll let you continue. I want to say this for all of Detroit to hear, for all of our massive streaming audience. Nationwide. I want everyone to hear this. Kenny, you were right and I was wrong. You were right.
You just didn't reach the acceptance phase that I had already.
Because I don't.
And I understand that. I completely get why you thought things were going to turn out differently.
I'm not from here. I don't accept less.
You don't know puck.
No. Oh, no. I'm a complete knob.
No, but it's everything that I thought this offseason was going to be, and he's very rigid. He's very stuck in his own ways in terms of being a GM and how he runs his team. His pro scouting department is not very good. That's why he wasn't able to, A, attract free agents, or B, be able to sign them.
The fact that they put overtures out to Ehlers, and it was like, thanks, but no thanks. Okay,
it's everything that report about him being difficult to deal with. It makes that true. And also, I think the most salient point that you made was this is an original six franchise. This is a franchise that's supposed to have plenty of cachet within the NHL. And to hear that it's in a worse place than it was before he got here, that's damning. That's unacceptable. You're right. He has failed. Now, he could make a couple of big trades and turn this whole offseason around, and that's fine. We change our tune.
Correct.
But where it stands right here, right now, this has been a failure. I
would like to know if it's acceptable to say that as of Monday, July 7th, not predicting the future, not saying it can't get turned around, but as of today with this Friedman report, is it acceptable to say the Steve Yzerman tenure has been a complete failure? Because... once again, to summarize what Friedman wrote, nobody wants to play here. Agents don't like Yzerman. Calls go unreturned or politely declined, basically like, yeah, well, glad you're interested. I'm not. I got to lace my shoes. And Yzerman is entracted that he's going to do it his way, draft, develop. Fair or unfair? And if it's unfair, I need reasons why. I need to know why. Because without Yzerman changing, I don't know how this gets better in any relevant term. Meaning, if you have a lifetime contract and you don't care about family members dying by the time you win a Stanley Cup, that's fine if that's your prerogative. But when I hire someone to do a job, look, here's what I'll tell you. Obviously, I'm not going to like conflate these. Every industry has their own time frame. I can tell you that if I took a job in another city and I didn't have the show I was hired to do, minimum, staring eye to eye with the competition, much less beating them, I'd be on the hot seat. That's how my game works. Maybe you're a chef. You go to a new restaurant. If you don't get that turned around in a quarter or two, you're on the hot seat. Food's not better. Food cost is worse. Reviews are bad. You're out. You're a contractor. You're routinely getting outbid. You're getting destroyed. You're not getting jobs. Now, the guys you hire to do the work for you, they're going to other people. You're going to be out of business. Whatever that time frame is, in sports, if I hire you, I don't care if it's to be the GM of Akron football. If you don't have me in a bowl game in 2 years, you're fired. If I hire you to run my baseball team and you don't have me in the playoffs in 4 or 5, you're fired. Pick whatever you want. There's no world where it's acceptable to go 6 years without the playoffs and do nothing in year 7 when it is being reported that basically the brand, it is tarnished. That you are the sad grandfather clock you inherited that you never wanted. It's a relic. Nobody wants to be here. Nobody wants to deal with Yzerman. You can't even get a phone call with Ehlers. And quote, the current direction of this team is going to be really hard to sell to fans. So why is it wrong then on July 7th to say that as of today, Yzerman's been a complete failure? Doesn't mean he'll be a failure at the end. Maybe he'll turn it around. Maybe by year 9 we'll have something. I don't know. But as of today, what I can't wrap my arms around is why people get offended by saying what is so clearly obvious. He's failed. Laser Beam Yzerman was brought here to elevate the brand. And frankly, when you see that, well, it's hard to sell to players. Players don't want to play there. Don't you understand that that is nothing more than a Yelp review of Yzerman Cafe? What he's cooked in 6 years is undigestible. Players don't want to eat here. And I will always allow for the comment, of course, well, we have a state tax. I understand that. Don't need this to be the epicenter. But man, if I can't get on the phone with B-level free agents, and I don't think anyone's going to look at an Arvidsson and an Ehlers and a Marshman and term them as A-listers. If I can't get on the phone with the B-squad, that's a bit of an issue. Well, they kind of liked Arvidsson, and he went somewhere else. I mean, what are we describing? Kenny's first crush? Yeah, he really likes Cynthia. One problem. She's in the flatbed of Kenny's best friend's pickup. Like, that's, come on. But that's Kenny. That's not Yzerman. That's Kenny. I expect less of Kenny. 248-539-9797. Let's get into it, shall we? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.